The message you're about to hear is one I recorded some time ago, and it's about how to ask for a referral. It's how I still ask for a referral under a particular circumstances. That is, when I've shown somebody what we have to offer, but they're not really interested. They can see the value in it, but it's just not for them. And that's a good point to ask for a referral. And the following is how to ask under those circumstances. Since I recorded this, though, I've extended asking for referrals greatly. It's now become a major part of how I prospect. And that's not included in this particular message. I'll send another message on how you can approach absolutely everybody to ask for referrals in a comfortable way in my next voicemail message.
First of all, when is the occasion that you would ask for a referral? A typical occasion would be when you've had a one-to-one with somebody, or you've given them a little bit of information and they are not interested themselves in joining the business or indeed finding out anything more about the business. That's the moment to ask for a referral, because most people will be willing to help you if they can, because they'll be feeling slightly awkward about having said no to you. Now, I know that we're quite happy with them saying no, but they will feel quite awkward about it in general. And if they can help to help you in some way, then they'd be happy to do that. So after they've said no, they're not interested, here's what I say. I say, that's absolutely fine. Nothing can be for everybody. However, as you know, I'm building a team. And so tell me, if you were in my position and you were building a team, who would be the top three people that you know on your list that you would want as part of your team? And once you've said that, you shut up and let them think of a name. And sometimes they'll think of three names. Sometimes they'll think of one or two names. Sometimes they won't be bothered to think of any. In fact, I would say more times than not, they won't think of any. However, if you never ask for referrals, you will never get any referrals. So I can guarantee the results for not asking for referrals. I know that by asking, maybe a third of the people that you ask will actually give you one, two, or three names. So don't worry about the people who won't give you any names, or can't give you any names, or can't be bothered to think, or, you know, whatever. It doesn't matter. What matters is that if we ask, some people will give us some referrals. And here, once they've given you a couple of names, make a note of the name. And here's how to then get the phone number, because that's what you need, is a phone number for these people. And say, that's fantastic. And get your mobile phone out, give it to them and say, would you give them a call for me? Now, at that moment, very rarely people will say yes. Most often than not, they'll feel a bit awkward about it because they won't know what to say. And so you can then say, oh, well, that's all right. Would you mind me mentioning your name when I ring them? And of course, the relief will make them say, of course not, of course not. Now, what you've said is, would you mind me mentioning your name when I ring them? And they've said, of course not. So implicit in that is the fact that you're going to ring them. So obviously, you need the phone number. So all you need to say then is, great, what's the number? So they give you a name for Jim Smith, and you say, brilliant, give him the mobile phone, would you give Jim a ring? And they sort of a minute and say, oh, well, don't worry about it. Would you mind me mentioning your name when I ring him? No, that's fine. Great. What's Jim's number? And they'll give you Jim's number, and you'll be able to give them a call. There's one other thing that I would do before you've got your list of Jim and Fred and Bill and their phone numbers. There's one other thing I would ask for. I would say to your now ex-prospect, I would say, tell me, why would Bill be at the top of your list? What are the qualities that he's got that mean that he would be the top of your list? And he would say, well, he's great with people, or, you know, he's really ambitious, or anything. And he'd give you a couple of characteristics and make a couple of notes there next to the name, because that's what we're going to refer to when we actually contact that person when we ring them. And I'm going to talk about how to make that contact telephone call in my next voicemail. So this one has been about asking for the referral itself. Hope that helps. Bye.